once again. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice for meeting once again. Certainly. It's a more statement rather than a question, though there is a question at the end. Rather lengthy, I'm afraid. I have been reading recently about the various beliefs and cults and creeds on the Indian continent. And the writer spoke of a Buddhist monk whom he met in the temple. And the monk was emaciated, was filthy, dirt and grain in his skin. His head was covered with sores where they plucked out his hair. He had only a loincloth. He slept where the night found him, on the ground, without any cover. He relied completely on drinking with his food. And he walked very slowly, brushing the earth in front of him. With a soft brush, so that he would not kill any insects inadvertently. And when questioned on his extreme of actions, he considered that it was gaining him merit when he goes over to the next world. Now to me, that is the direct opposite of what Buddha said and teaches. It sounded awfully selfish, egocentric, if he was using this life to build up credits for himself again. It seemed to me to be quite selfish. Instead of helping as he could have done, as some of his brothers do, helping humanity in some way. Would I be right in thinking that his actions are selfish from a spiritual point of view?
Let me speak on this matter, please. His actions, if well motivated, would not be selfish, because the very actions do not matter. It is what lies within that is what counts. It matters not what religions, what creeds, what actions are taken. What matters is that the love within your hearts is a pure and unselfish action. So, in that sense, his actions were not selfish. He was doing the deeds from an unselfish viewpoint of his own. Can you see?
Yes, but to me I understand what you say, but it does seem to me to be selfish if you are doing these things to build up credit for yourself in the next world.
Yes, I come to that point. I say he felt he was doing good, so the motivation behind the actions were good, but the deeds themselves will not earn him anything. He would be mistaken about that. But so I tell you, are many of you whose beliefs are those of gaining points, as you put it. Because you see, to even not think about these matters, then it becomes a selfish act.
Right.
Can you see the difference?
Yes.
Can you see what I am trying to explain?
Yes, I do. It is a very difficult thing, actually, to sort out, isn't it?
His motive was pure from the heart, but the actions would not gain him more.
No.
Than the thoughts he had already provoked.
So if he were doing good for others, and not denying himself so much, living what one could call a normal human life, but doing his best to help others during the course of that life, then his credit rating would be the same, would be better than if he were doing it in the other way.
Providing. I don't like the term credits
no.
and debits. We speak rather on a purely physical matter
mm-hmm.
when you use these words.
I don't quite know how else to put it.
I understand, my friend, but it goes much more deeply.
Of course.
You cannot judge on actions.
No.
I have spoken to you all. You must not judge another.
No.
Because you do not know what is within that soul.
It comes back to the individual motivation, doesn't it? Again?
Yes. The purity of the thought and the motive, not the actions. There is a difference.
Yes, of course.
Subtle as it may be, there is a difference. It is a difficult point to get across to, but I would say his intentions were good, although from your viewpoint you cannot see this. But if he did it purely to gain points, as you say, then not.
No.
That does not
happen. I couldn't imagine it.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes, and there again, it opens up another vista there, because if somebody was doing his or her utmost to help others during the course of the life here, then he could say to himself, well, if I do this...
Yes, you see what I try to tell you.
Yes.
It is not the actions that count. It is the purity behind the action.
So that action would have to be done without any thought of reward.
Yes.
At all.
Yes.
Just as a blank-ended thing.
Could I not smile and be pleasant to you? And inwardly be rather wicked and be thinking evil thoughts.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is why you must not judge.
Yeah.
Please do not judge your fellow man, because unless you see that spirit within, you cannot judge really.
No, I can't, and we can never see a spirit within another.
No.
But it behoves us to judge ourselves, I imagine.
I would say to you this, if you judge another, if you find discrepancies within another, to yourself to why you find it so.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest the thought behind the insights.
Yes, I agree.
I think you would find that hard to accept.
No, I quite agree.
Let me tell you, it is something for you all to think of.
Well, this is why I wanted to raise it tonight, because it is a very deep problem.
Yes.
It does need a lot of thought.
But it has to be said. The actions of some, the action may seem to be selfish, but you don't know what that soul is striving for.
Right. So we come back to what you have told us in the past. Don't be judgmental.
I would say always, try your best, because I know you can do more. Try not to judge.
Sure.
In this way, too, you can see yourself too, because by accepting others and allowing others to follow their own pathways, whether it is sanctuary or not, it is a means of your own spiritual growth. You will see. You understand.
Yes, I do indeed. Another point which is not quite defamatory to me, but almost. We were asked last week by a colleague of yours, before we retired at night, to pray for those who are in need of help, and think of them being in the blue healing rays. Well, I must admit that I haven't done that to people whom I dislike, and I thought I would stop doing it, and to my astonishment I found it quite easy.
My
friend, and it did surprise me.
You have indeed grown. Let me tell you, you will find as time continues that some of your own concepts of what is right and what should be done will be changed.
You should quite right there, Judy.
Do you not see how easy it is to open your hearts to ask for help for those folk that you think to be kindly, to be good? But how much better to open up your hearts to those who really need your help. Those peoples within your world that once again you have prejudged and whom you find it difficult to go towards yourselves. Truly your healing will be a wonderful thing if you can do this. Because, my friend, in doing so, you are dispelling some of the darkness within you, which to us means so much more than helping one person who you think, and I stress that one God to you, who you think needs help more than you. You see. Please try to continue, my friends. You will hear. Many. by helping one person, one soul, who you wish to go back from. You are taking many steps forward. Can you see?
Thank you. Yes.
I hope you do not think that I am chiding you, because that is not my intention for any of you.
No, we wouldn't think that for a minute.
I bring only knowledge to you. I hope I bring to you that greater bond of strength of love, so that you may impart it to us.
Okay. I've been grateful for it. I've taken enough time. Any questions from anybody else, please? No?
Sorry, there's one. The question of, we have had a question on spontaneous combustion. Now, I've since read that it has been documented in the Sanskrit writings, and certain holy men who are sufficiently in tune with their spirit selves to know their time of departure from this life will actually use spontaneous combustion through a method of contemplating the solar plexus. And they will use it as a method of disposing of their body at the appropriate time of death. I'm not sure if this is a particularly useful thing to do, but would you have any comment on that for us? And could you say if those writings are correct?
Yes, my friend, I will speak. I did tell you when we spoke upon this matter that this combustion, this name you have given to this burning, this action is not understood by those of you who this has been as yet. I told you then, and I will tell you now, that it is only a change of energies within the body which makes this happen. When you speak of these men, who I must say have gained such insight and knowledge about themselves, then they would be capable of changing energy patterns within their own bodies. We have spoken briefly, I believe, about how these people can leave their physical bodies behind as we
know.
We have spoken about many things. I have to say to you, I do not think that to leave the physical body in this manner, is very good or wise. I do understand the reason why they do it. They think they are sacrificing themselves, that they can leave the physical being more quickly and more neatly. by reducing it to ash. Because you see, in ash they see purity. You understand?
And the purification of the fire.
Yes. But I would not totally agree with her. But I do understand why. Providing they do not hurt others with their ideas, then it cannot be for them. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
That, of course, is all supposing that they are absolutely right in having picked that particular moment for their departure from this earth. They
could
be wrong.
If they have the knowledge, then the awareness would be great enough. And yes, not of them to
bring
their time has come.
You see.
Yes, they do have great awareness. So.
Okay. Any more questions?
How quiet you all are. Shall we continue?
Yes, please. I'll give it to you now then. If there are no more questions.
Well, could I just extend your question, Leslie, about some projected healing prayers? Would a similar thing extend to political figures who seem rather difficult in what they're doing? I would name Saddam Hussein. Would he qualify for some good healing rays?
Well, one would hope that they could be powerful enough. I do ask that our leaders shall be impressed to do the right thing for the world.
Imagine if you had, for instance, a room full of light bulbs, and one light bulb was causing problems. In utilizing the better ones, you can do without the one that is causing trouble. But would it not be much better that the whole circuit of lighting was remedied so that the darkened bulb would once again become light? Would not more light be given forth from it?
Yes.
Yes, I see your point.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, it does mean a certain element of judgment on our part, but
I know, my friends, it is difficult whilst you all remain within the physical being to extend love to those peoples you know have, as you would term them, have been evil or hurt others, whatever you think they may have done. But remember, it is not the physical being you are trying to help. It is the spirit self. It is that eternal part that needs to be helped so that in time it may go forward. Can you not all see this?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Those of us in our world do not abandon those spirits who you were terming. I have spoken to you before that each individual soul has a spark of divinity within it, which can be helped along. It may take eons of time, but it is not abandoned. It is showered with love until such time as the recognition of its own actions become known to it. It would be so much easier if that love was given and expanded to all those evils, while our politicians, while our ordinary evils, who need help to lighten your world. It would be much better that they received help whilst doing the physical. So, my friends, open up your hearts to all those who I know some of you would find difficult to accept them into your prayers. But you would be blessed indeed if you are so to do.
I'm sure colleagues of yours, and perhaps even yourself, work through us in our rescue circle. We have had some very, and I have to use the word, you know what it means, some very evil people back in the course of the years. Multiple murderers and so on and so on. And yet there has never been, when I have been with and dealing with many of my colleagues who are now learning how to do it, there's never the slightest suggestion that they should not be helped. There seems to be always an overwhelming desire to be able to help them. And it's so strong I can only assume that we are being helped by those on your side to bring that feeling to them.
Yes, my dear friends, those who walk within these spheres who walk within these poor souls, and you must try to see them in that way. Again, we come back to judging good men. However evil they have been, they still are sparks of that great creative divinity. All eventually must return to the light. I am moving now into deep, deep matters. All energies must return from whence they came. If it takes eons of time, so be it. But never, never, never will one soul be left alone. It will be helped. It will be surrounded by love until such time as the soul can move forth.
The slightest feeling of judgment involved.
When those who bring them to you use you in your work, you are surrounded by an energy of light which protects you. I don't think you are fully aware of exactly what happens within the residues. But each one of you walking would be surrounded by pure energy which cannot be penetrated by the darker elements, because let me tell you that some of them would try to invade your light. I have spoken briefly to about four energies.
Yes.
We need to speak about energy rather than individuals to fully understand what is happening. It is why, let me give you an example, why there are those in your world who would pray upon young children in a negative way. Try to forget the personalities, the age, the people. Think wholly on the energy. And what is happening is this, that young children are mainly pure, white energy. And they are preying upon it. Those who have become darkened throughout their lives are seeking the purity of the white energy. Will you understand?
But they don't realize that that's what they're seeking.
No, it is not. It is not purely a physical action. It is an innate evil that energies must blend, must be whole. And so they are preying upon this pure energy, which is the child.
So that would be the spark which you refer to as being in everybody, however evil they may be, it would be that spark which is trying to find the pure energy, is that so?
Yes. All are striving towards being pure energy.
But the physical being is not aware of that.
The physical being would not be aware.
Well, that brings us quite a different aspect on some of these things then.
That is why it is wrong for you to judge others without fully realizing what lies behind it all.
No, I must admit, that had never occurred to me in that way.
We are all guilty. But I am speaking about deep matters again. But I think that analogy makes it a little clearer to me.
Right, it does. Does anybody have any questions on that? Is there anything you're not sure, about? Now's the time to ask.
I just wondered, if we were going back into this energy, this pure energy, why did we break away from it in the first place?
No. We really do get to very deep matters. I think that needs to be a whole session of time for explanation. And if you will allow me, I will come back to that sometime. I do not believe you will understand the explanation, but I will try to explain a little to you another time.
Okay. Any more questions?
Going on from the previous one, some criminals or child offenders during the course of imprisonment, find somehow conditions whereby they improve themselves and become better beings. Others do not improve themselves. We could probably, I'm sure, do all sorts of things to improve the way we treat criminals, so that they stand a better chance of improving themselves while they are imprisoned.
My friend, the best way of helping is to do exactly that which has been spoken of, to send your healing thoughts to allow those in our side of life to receive and to accept those genuine healing thoughts and to go about their work. If you can do this with a good and open heart, then not only do those miracles, but also yourself benefit so much from it. You may not fully recognize what good you have done until you come to this side of life.
drawer you need.
Yes, we don't mean specifically to mention names, do we? Just if it's a what we call a blanket thought to cover all those in need, irrespective of where they are or why they are in need.
Much is spoken about healing thoughts and how this is received by those in the asylum. There are varying degrees of healing thoughts. And if you can imagine moonlight skies, which of the stars do you notice first? Is it not the brightest one in the sky?
Yes, indeed, that's true.
Therefore, the strength of thought, of healing, the more love you can put forth from yourself, those thoughts are the strongest ones. If only you could see their natures, you would understand that all thoughts are different in their intensity. I do not know how you think your thoughts work. Would you like to tell me? I would be pleased to know.
I can answer by myself. I have never imagined them as tangible things.
No.
They are, to me, they are an extension of my energy.
Yes.
Which is collected by your energies and transferred or transmitted to wherever it is required.
Yes. So we might think the more intense the power of the thought, the quicker it travels to us. And so, can you imagine if, for instance, you say, please help. Or if you say, please help, deep from within the heart, which one do you suppose would travel farther?
I would say, of course, that your second one, providing it is correctly motivated.
Yes, yes. All thoughts are known to us, but some, it is why some of you would say, why are my prayers not answered? All thoughts come to us. Not all is given to you as you wish, but it is not because we do not hear, but as in all things, the motive behind the thought, the intensity of the thought, has to be looked at.
So it has to be a dedicated effort on each occasion and not a ritualistic thing.
Now, I will say to you, I would like you
side A.
Said, they have the child.
They have the child, oh.
My dear friend, you will hold your son in your arms in time to come.
Did you hear that, Mom?
Yes, thank you very much.
Do not be concerned about those who are around you. We are helping you. No, my friends, I thank you.
Of course, he is with you once more.